Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good afternoon and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Rebecca Ross with Skyline Home Loan, co-hosting with John Burroughs for Your Financial Wellness. Our topic today is Succeed with Perseverance, and our leading lady is Alex Nolan with Alex Nolan Construction. Good afternoon, Alex, and welcome to our show today.
Hi, Rebecca. Hi, John.
Hello, Alex. I'm so glad you could join us here today, and I'm excited to listen to your story.
Well, I'll
yeah,
try not
thanks
to snooze
for joining
off
us.
In the meantime.
I just wanted to know, you know, with your success, how did you do that with perseverance as a woman in a non-traditional field?
How does a woman do anything without perseverance? Right, Rebecca?
that's for sure. I know your story, and it's so compelling.
Well, as you know, the catalyst, basically, what got me off my butt and moving, I was a very young woman. I'd had an arranged marriage at 15 and three kids by the time I was 19 and divorced by the time I was 21 with no education. I think I had like a seventh grade education and no skills. And I was on my own, and so I just started trying to figure out how to get off of welfare and do a better job for my family. And right at that moment in my life, I had a terrible problem with alcohol, so I also had to get sober, as we say in the lingo. And so those things coming together, being a single mother, being a newly sober mother, and wanting to do better than what had been displayed to me previously, fired me up pretty good.
Yeah, I can imagine. So that was the catalyst. Were there turning points along the way?
Well, the first thing that happened is I needed to get something I could do that could bring in some income. And without that education, you know, there weren't a lot of opportunities. And it was the 70s. I'll date myself at this point. And my time date stamp is getting long. Anyway, so I just started putting up flyers through the neighborhood and asking people, you know, to give me a call for cleaning jobs and things like that. And, you know, people started calling and passing my name around, and I started cleaning houses. I took my mom with me, and I took a sister. Then they'd ask me if I could paint something, and I'd say I can do anything because that's kind of my nature. And then I'd go to these places that are called libraries. Some of you will remember they're boxes with books in them. No Google.
Yeah.
And I did whatever I had to do to figure out how to do what they were asking me to do, whether it was put in a window or a faucet or paint or whatever. And, you know, lots of trial and error, I could tell you that. And
So you built your business from there, cleaning houses, a little bit
in there where I got some really good help from something called Women in Non-Traditional Fields. And the unions at that time were sponsoring training programs, a couple of years of training. They'd pay you, they'd buy your equipment, they'd train you to be a plumber. I went to the plumber, I went to the electrical. You know, I went to a few unions over the few years that I had my little small business, and I was doing the classes to educate myself in the field. So after that, I just kept working, you know, and I wanted to be somebody. We all want to be somebody, I think, in the world that we are occupying, and I thought education would be my way, and psychology and social work was a calling I had. And so I started going to San Diego State at night and going to trainings in the day and working whenever I could, and it was a very busy life with three kids.
Busting your butt.
Busting my butt is right. And one day I was just doing some job for a guy I thought was a pharmacist, and, you know, I was doing whatever I do, and he says, hey, why don't you get a contractor license? And I'm like, yeah, well, sure. Takes about, you know, a couple $1,000s. You got to have money in the bank, blah, blah, blah. I don't know any single mothers that got any money in the bank. And he says, well, I'm also a contractor, and I'll sign you off if you go take the exam. So I figured out how to put the money together, and I did that, and I became a painting contractor at first in the early, late 70s, one of the first in San Diego and California, actually, that was a working contractor as a female. A lot of paper contractors as women, but not necessarily physically working in the field.
Got it.
So from there, I'll let you ask another question someday, but let me rattle on here.
No. I'm interested. Keep talking.
So from there, I kept working in that field and expanding my skills, going to college at night and so forth for the psychology and social work thing, and got involved with other types of nonprofit. I was interested in doing help there, but I think what the next catalyst was that I was offered the opportunity to bid some huge projects up in North County for construction defects that were happening in the big time in the 80s when contractors and developers were being sued by huge developments. I did Leisure Village in Oceanside, and there's thousands of homes up there that were inappropriately built and poorly built, and I won the contract for many years up there. I did thousands of homes and the reconstruction, defect construction, painting defects, repairs. We were there for years, and my staff ended up being up to 45 people. And, you know, I was a kid from the hood with a few bucks in my pocket, and, like, what should I do with that? It was overwhelming. It just blew up. I was just really good at what I do. I'm always good at what I do. When I make that choice, wow, look at me. I'm on no permission. I didn't turn my phone off. There we go. Anyway, when I put my mind to it and my passion, and so it just growing from there, and unfortunately something happened tragically in my life with my family. My daughter ended up having serious trouble with drugs and had to go into treatment. And at that very same time, my wife and I have been together 31 years, Marty, shout out to Marty, she was diagnosed with an illness that they said was going to kill her. And so I had choices to make. And I made choices to make my family first. I'm going to get emotional, but it's just going to be the way it is because I'm about being real.
Absolutely.
And that was a hard decision because that was a lot of ego and a lot of success for me and a lot to let go of. And I sold everything I could sell, all the way to the walls. And I started working in the field as a social worker and psychologist. I had finished my degrees at State, and I ended up running a psychiatric hospital in Alpine. And that was kind of the family joke that they gave me the keys to the psychiatric facility. But good news is daughter's great, wife's still alive and thriving. And after that 10-year hiatus, I came back. And I started the business
amazing. Pretty
much almost from scratch over again.
Can
amazing.
I jump in here with a question, Rebecca?
Absolutely.
Alex, I know that you are a Jacqueline of all trades. And I know enough about your story, too, but I think our listeners would be very interested in hearing the diversity. Now, I know you started as a painting contractor and kind of went from here, but could you give us just like an overview of how it started from cleaning to the painting and what all the diversity is that you have under your multiple different umbrellas that you have out there in the field? I think that's a fascinating part of your story.
Bro, let me tell you. You remember my tagline is, yes, I can do it no matter what. So from there and all the unions that I had attended, I picked up a lot of skills, carpentry, electrical, plumbing, drywalling, et cetera. all the way to building new construction and remodels. And, you know, we still to this day provide A to Z service for clients, which has become sort of a thing that doesn't happen very often anymore. I'm a general contractor. I have been a general contractor and a painting contractor from the 70s and 80s. And I've maintained the same license number all these years, one of the oldest license numbers that's still in active duty. And, you know, we still do that. We still give you personalized service, A to Z, whatever it is you need done, we will do it for you, even to the point where we have a handyman division now that we created a few years ago that we even provide handyman services. So we're all about giving the client the best service we can for the best value. And I tell this to clients constantly, if you want the cheap guy, then you call the wrong girl. But we're going to give you good value for that dollar you're going to pay us, and you're going to count on us when we're doing the work, and it's going to be stellar, and it's going to be professional. Not trying to say we don't ever make mistakes or we don't trip over ourselves occasionally, but we'll admit that, and we'll tell you the truth, and we'll say, you know what, this happened, and, you know, I hope you can help me out with it, and we can go on. And 99% of the times, if you tell people the truth, this is my personal experience, and you be real with them, and you give them a good value, they're going to stick with you for decades.
Absolutely. And it sounds like you're the one-stop shop.
Amen. That's what we like to say. Exactly right.
So I know that you're passionate about empowering women in business. I know that's close to your heart. And I just want to know a little bit of why and what have you done in your career to support that passion?
Well, from day one, I had a lot of female staff because as I was working in the field, I found a lot of times the men that I would hire were struggling with me telling them what to do, and I'm not shy about it, and I know how I want it done, and I know the way I want it done because it says Alex Nolan on the T-shirt. It doesn't say Joe Smith, and that's how we're going to do it. And if you can't live with that, then step off. And, you know, there was a lot of step off. So I ended up mentoring and training women in the fields while I was working in the field. And a lot of those women, you know, attempted to go out and start businesses. Some of them, I think only one really made it because we know it's not easy, right? And
not always easy.
And so the other thing, as my recovery, I've been sober 42 years. Thank God for that. My recovery date is April 1st, so, you know, how could you get any better than that?
Perfect.
So, you know, then what became and is my not my secondary passion, it's pretty much a parallel passion for me. You know, there's not much I don't do. If you say Alex Nolan, or most people know me that are my friends call me Nolan, you I think the word passion will come to your mind because it may not always be good, but it's going to be passionate. So
what I love about you.
The thing is that, you know, women in recovery, they need a lot of support. We need a lot of support. And, you know, you got to think about it. You're going to these kinds of meetings that are anonymous, and you're going to these other kinds of places that have services for those kinds of problems. And you got to understand, at some point, and I was blessed to have a wonderful sponsor that turned the lights on for me early. She didn't, you know, pamper me. She just made it easy for, you don't drink no matter what. Shut up, sit down, and listen, and I'll let you know when you can talk. And you can imagine for a strong personality like me, that wasn't an easy thing for me to do. But with the willingness that I had to be better for myself and my family, then all bets are off. I'll do anything.
And here you are.
Well, I, for one, Alex, can hear and feel the passion in your voice and in your demeanor. And, of course, I've met you enough times that I couldn't say more good things about the process. And I think one of the most intriguing things I find about anybody in business, and you certainly fit this mold to a T, is somebody can approach their business passionately but with a sense of humor. And you certainly have that. So I'm delighted that you're bringing that character to the table, too. I've been suppressing my laughs along the way here already. I'm trying not to snicker into the microphone here. But,
please snicker and laugh away.
Well, I have another question to you, for you, too, because I know you've given us kind of how you started up, how you got things rolling. But I'm looking at one of my own notes. This said you started your business with a $20 investment. Are you serious? I mean, you really went door to door and started that small. And right now, what do you think? Give me an idea of kind of jobs you've got going on. I mean, just, you know, out there right now, a real picture in time. What have you got going on your plate right now to give the listeners a feel for how expansive you've become?
Well, like you said, I took a $20 bill. I never even took any financing for my company or asked for any money. There were no daddies, there were no husbands, there were no girlfriends or wives that came to the table with a pot of gold. It was just elbow grease and perseverance and grit. And I took that $20, and then I explained earlier when we had those big jobs up in North County, we were doing multi-million-dollar projects, two or three at a time. And I was a one-man show. I ran everything. I ran the payroll. I ran the staff. I ran everything. I was doing some of the work. I mean, I was like an insane woman, basically, just driven to do that. And today I have a 40-something-year-old son who's now my partner, who stepped up and is doing a lot of the things I've done through the years. And so what we learned in the early years and how things shifted through business in the 90s, as we kept going in business, we all know a lot of us had to downsize. Insurance costs went crazy. Workman's comp costs went through the roof. I had a third license as a roofer contractor, and I gave that license up because the workman's comp for that was outrageous. And anyway, so now we're down to about 12 to 15 full-time people at the height of the season, which is right now, and six or seven during slow times. And our projects go anywhere from, look, we billed somebody $150 the other day for a little handyman deal, up to $50,000 for a little remodel on an apartment condo. So it's kind of like that. It's like, you know, today was $150, and then we got the $50,000 going on, and we got about two or three $50,000 small remodelings going on most of the time. We have about $250,000 annually in sales just in handyman work alone. So, you know, it's a good deal.
I have, because I know I talk to you personally about this, kind of a niche that's out there. You don't find a lot of places. Now, Rebecca and I are in the real estate business for many years, and, of course, we're dealing with people buying and selling. Taking a typical seller, and I'll give you an example in my real life where getting ready to prep my elderly father's home for sale, but there's a lot of things cosmetically. Didn't you create a niche, or do you, where you've got a property and it needs to be buffed out a little bit, just so you're not talking remodel, but do you do kind of the move-out special or that kind of
a
process?
The lipstick on the hooker?
There you go. Good way to put it.
That's what we call behind the doors in our business is that, you know, we have clients that are in that position. Many, many of my clients are in that position. And, you know, they need to – I have a family of attorneys who have several properties they just got a hold of, and we're just going to go in there and we're just going to basically, you know, spruce it up, not rip everything out. You know, paint is a magic formula. Paint can do a lot of things. Drywalling can do a lot of things. Those are the two least expensive things you can do to your house. And those kinds of things can really change the atmosphere and change the design and change the look, just with paint and color.
So, Nolan, if you could give advice to a woman that's interested in taking the leap to start her own business, what would that be?
Be ready to work hard. Put on your big girl panties and get it done. I want to hear whining. if you want to wine, we have a private group here in our Connected Women of Influence that we get together, and then that's a good place to wine. Find a place to take out your frustrations and your feelings. But when it comes to business, be ready to be competitive and be real and grab the bull by the horn. You know, just, you know what the, what does Nike say? Just do it.
Absolutely agree.
I mean, what else can you do, Rebecca? I mean, this is a hot button topic, and I hope I have enough time to say this. I say this to women in every group I'm in, whether it's a recovery group or a business group or all the other types of groups I'm in. Own a business. The climate of this country is not conducive. It's not going to be easy to climb the corporate ladder, even with a 20 years of degrees or PhDs, whatever. If you're going to put that much passion into something and that much of your soul into something in your heart, then do your own thing. Do your own business. But if you can't do that in your business, then go and work for, you know, Southwest Airlines, and then find a place where you can apply this passion in your private life. Because if you don't find that, you're never going to have peace and happiness and a fulfilled life. You're not going to be holistic.
Yeah, we spend so much time with our work that if you don't enjoy it, you know,
Not everybody does. See, I'm like that because I own a business, and I'm always about own a business. You're a woman, own a business. But not every woman wants to or needs to. But if she doesn't find a place to channel that other part of her and that passion, then everything, it just falls apart. You have to have a holistic approach, but body, mind, and spirit. Take care of yourself. Self-care has got to be the top number one thing for every woman I've ever spoken to in my entire whole life that we don't do well. And that's got to be moved up.
Yeah,
Constantly. And resetting my balance and resetting my bar of, you know, okay, what's important to me and what do I want to do? And do it.
I couldn't agree more.
So you guys haven't asked me anything, and I don't know if we have time. I don't know how much time I have. Do we have any time left?
Oh, yeah, we're good.
Okay, you know, you asked me a few questions, of course, and one of them was, you know, about building the business. And of course, this is a business radio show, and I know you want to empower women. I want to empower women, but I also want to empower and give you a glimpse into the other parts of my, you know, I own property. I have a trust. I've put my property in trust. I've bought property and retained it. I mean, there's a lot of things going on here with investment. I'm also extremely involved with the LGBTQ. Listen, I'm a queer, and I don't even know how many letters are left in that one, but I think I covered them. Community, and especially women, you know, lesbian women in the community who might be business women who, believe it or not, who still might be in the closet or might be reticent about telling their peers or their coworkers or colleagues or anybody that they're a lesbian. And all I can tell you is you're not real, if you're not authentic, people sense it. And they might not know why you're not authentic. They might interpret it as you're not sincere, you don't have integrity, or you're not honest. And then they're not going to want to do business with you. You're going to be fishy. You're going to be shady. And you don't want to be fishy and shady in business. You want to be open and transparent. And if you can't be, then find something else. Because owning a business, I find that the more transparent I am, the better businesswoman I am. And I just want to say many years of I was a founding mother of Stepping Stone Incorporated. It's a recovery home for gay individuals. It was the first one in the state. That was in the late 70s and the early 80s. I was the founding mother of the Alano, Live and Let Live Alano Club. It's a place for meetings and people to gather that are gay to get recovery. I started Safe Space, which was a sober living facility for women, all women. And these are just things that are important with diversity in our world, is to acknowledge each other's diversity. It's not always a color. It's not always a creed or religion or who you are as a human being. But whatever your colors are, whatever your banner, your flag is flying, fly it.
Hey, Alex, I've got a question here for you, or not a question, but a statement here, because this is important. We don't want to run out of time at the end of the show and not have time for people to know how to get a hold of you. So if some of the individual listeners want to contact you, if they want to get hold of you, would you please now share your preferred means of contact, like your website, email, or phone numbers? Which point of contact would you like folks to reach out to you through?
Well, first and foremost, give me a call, 619-855-2863, 619-855-2863. I have a website, www.alexnolanconstruction.com, pretty catchy.
And
of course,
would you spell Alex Nolan out? We don't want him to get it
yeah,
wrong.
Yeah, you spell it all the way out, alixnolanconstruction.com. And then my email address is my last name, nolin5653@yahoo.com. So hit me up any way you're comfortable, but, you know, I like to talk to people.
Excellent. I appreciate that. We wanted to make sure they get hold of you in your preferred way.
Appreciate that, John.
And if you didn't catch those details, we'll have her information listed in our show notes.
Cool.
Excellent. I'm trying to think. I knew I had another question for you, and now it just slipped my mind. I guess I'm having one of those senior moments, too. I turned 65 on Sunday, so I guess I'm officially in that realm.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah,
happy birthday,
well,
John.
The gray hair. The gray and white hair is a shirt you show here, too. But so, Alex, is there anything in general that we haven't covered here, too, about your business that is unique and different than your competition and competitors? Now, I already know what an excellent job you do on everything, but what separates you from the crowd?
I think just having a conversation with me separates me from the crowd. I think how I care and how I talk to you and what I bring to the table and experience and insight into what you need with your project, I blow my competition away. I blow my competition away every single time. I might not win every single bid, but it's unfortunately sad that in this world there's so many bad contractors, and I know you all heard the horror stories. But you know, there's also bad clients, and you don't hear about those. And believe me, I've had a few of those.
Yeah, I think Rebecca and I both are familiar with that syndrome at some point in time, and we feel compelled sometimes that we can't really fire the client, and I, for one, don't believe that, and I'm sure you feel the same way. Yeah. So, well, good advice all the way around. Any other gems you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, I want to say I made it all through this interview almost without the F-bomb.
All right. We're proud of you.
I don't know if I'm proud of myself or not. I have to think about that.
Yeah, well,
I'm kidding.
Well, congratulations for your self-constraint. We appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. I'm all about self-restraint. Listen, guys, for real, I really enjoy doing this with you guys. I appreciate both of you taking the time and interest in my company and my family and the things that Alex Nolan Construction and Jay's Handyman Services put out there to the world. And I just want to do a good job for people and be paid a fair price. And, you know, I want to empower the other women out there thinking, you know, I can't possibly be in construction or I can't possibly be in lending or finance. It's just too hard. Everything's hard, honey. Get up off the couch and do something.
Well, I, can't thank you enough for being here, too. And just in case our listeners want to reach out to you, we already have your contact information. It'll be in our notes. And, Alex, I would not be surprised if you get calls from people not necessarily related giving you business, but also looking for a little guidance, to looking for somebody who's got the chutzpah to mentor and do what you do and accomplish in such an incredible way. So thank you for just doing that. So
my pleasure.
I think we're just about out of time here, and I'm going to wrap this up. Unless there's any final comments, anything to say that takes 5 seconds or less?
I'm good, thank you.
All righty. So, well, we would like to say thank you to our leading lady of today. That would be Alex Nolan, Alex Nolan Construction. Special thanks also to all of our listeners, both in the United States and international, because we are an international show. We'll be back again for another Woman Lead radio show Mondays at 9 a.m. and Fridays at 2 p.m. And it's been our sincere pleasure to be your host today, Rebecca Ross and John Burroughs from Skyline Home Loan. Thank you for listening, folks. And on our closing little tagline we like to share, let us help you, your family, friends, and coworkers work out your own fiscal fitness. And then on that note, we'd like to say goodbye, and we'll see you next
week. Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.
Everybody.